Latest Music Variety with Steph. We welcome back into the studio into North Canterbury here, Constable Susie Mills from New Zealand Police. She's from the Waimakere District. Good afternoon. How are you, Susie?
Kia ora, Steph. And tēnā koutou, everyone.
It's lovely to have you back in the studio. Hey, Susie, I thought we'd start this week with just going through a couple of things that have been happening in around our district with the crime report.
Yep, no problem. So the 26th of September, we had a burglar at MacPac out here in Rangiora. The shopfront was smashed in, and offenders stole thousands of dollars worth of puffer jackets. So we've arrested several youths from Christchurch and that, and still ongoing with investigations. Yeah, possibly more.
Yeah, great news for the store owner, right?
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely need to hold these young ones to account.
So okay. What has been happening in the community?
Yep, we've had some power tools stolen from tradesmen's vehicles overnight out here in Rangiora, and also Woody End was targeted. That was about 10 days ago, so we had about three in one night. So the message I can put out there is, if you're buying yourself new tools and stuff, if you could engrave them and note down the serial numbers, because sometimes if we aren't able to get any lines of inquiries when we conduct search warrants, it's always, we can get them back to the owner and even hold the offender, you know, find the file that they relate to.
Absolutely, because it's, they're not cheap. I mean, and they can get them, I think, engraved in many places. Like, I think sometimes even McAlpine's help out with that as well too.
We help, there are days there. Sometimes I'll go along with a little, I haven't done yet.
Oh, perfect.
It's just new in the role, but Tony's gone along previously and done it for the purchases, but you have to have your receipt on the day with the tool, of course.
Gotcha. Good as gold. Well, that's hopefully we'll be able to catch those people as well too. So that's fantastic.
Yep. Okay, we've had some honesty boxes have been had the money, like they've been jimmied and had the money stolen out of them. So if you can put up CCTV or something, just make sure you report it to police. CCTV does give us a line of inquiry, because obviously they're out in rural areas, a lot of people coming and going.
Yes. And you can't always stand there and watch your honesty box, can you?
No, that's right.
But it's
a real opportunistic crime.
That's a really good tip. Make sure you maybe put some CCTV up. That's fantastic. What else has been happening in our community, Susie?
Well, we had some copper power lines cut down in Boys Road on the 30th. This caused the lines to sag, and it actually resulted in a power outage. So we've got an investigation continuing on that. So
how did someone,
if anybody sees anything suspicious, just report it. Anybody hanging around in rural areas parked on the side of the road.
Wow. I'm surprised someone actually survived that. They're cutting them down. Wow.
That's right.
That's huge. I'm talking to Constable Susie Mills from New Zealand Police, as we hear many sirens going past us at the moment, Susie. So is there anything else in the crime report that you've got there, or would you like to let us know what New Zealand Police are currently focusing on in our community?
Okay, we've had a few reports also of number plates being stolen from vehicles,
which makes it really opportunistic, I guess, for the offenders. What would that mean? Would that mean they could possibly use our plates to go and commit a crime?
Correct, Steph. That's exactly what they do. They'll do things like petrol drive-offs, or they'll put them on while they do other offending. So if this happens to you, we need you to report it to police. You can, if it's not happening right then, you can report it on the 105, either by calling in or on not. You can lodge a report online as soon as you notice it, and get yourself some new plates. You can do that at Waka Kotahi, which is New Zealand Transport Association, because if you don't change your plates, your vehicle may be stopped in relation to any of the offending.
So does that mean that people are going to come knocking on your door and going, hey, where were you at so and so and such and such a time?
If you're out and about and, you know, the police happen to run your plate, you'll be the one that'll be spoken to about the matter.
So is there any way that we can avoid that happening? I think North Canterbury, neighbourhood support, no, it is community patrol.
Yep, yes. They have this safer plate initiative, so we've got one coming up shortly. I'll confirm the date with them. I'm not sure, I think it might be possibly after Christmas, where they will apply tamper-proof screws and for a small fee.
It's only around about $5, and Compass FM, we're big supporters of them as well too, so we'll make sure we'll find out that date as well too, Susie, and we can mention that on the radio. So is there any issues you've got at the moment with boy races or possibly road rage that you can let us know what's happening with the New Zealand Police around that.
There sure is, Steph. So on the 1st of October, we had quite a few calls for the boy racers ripping up our roads out here in North Canterbury. One male was arrested and his vehicle was impounded for that, causing, and that was up in Cheviot though. Mm-hmm. But we've also had another incident that happened with a male. He confronted the boy racers. We call them antisocial road users. We actually have a group in town that target them, and from time to time they will come out here. Yeah, well, so he confronted this group and he actually ended up getting assaulted. So yeah, we don't advise that you confront them. Where you can, take down registration plates, get any video recordings on your phone.
Yeah, and naturally, but if your life
your distance.
Is, yeah, keep your distance. Ring 111 if your life is in danger or you think anyone else is, especially with that antisocial behaviour, because it could lead to something horrific as well too, couldn't it?
It's that pack mentality. They sort of all get together in a group, and sometimes there might be 20 of them, even more, possibly a lot more.
For sure, it's not worth. Worth it, really. Just ring 111 if your life is in danger, I'd imagine. Or if you've seen it happen, Susie, what was that number again? Or can we do a report in light? Is it 105?
105, yep. If it's not happening right now, that's for your plates. And also, if it's after the event. But police will endeavour to get there. When we're not always available, we might be tied up at another job. But if a call comes through, the dispatchers will always tell us if there's boy racers on the road, because we do like to catch them in the act.
Absolutely, at the time. And if in doubt, just ring, because that's what the dispatchers are on the other end of the phone to help you make that decision. They make that decision, essentially, isn't it? Hey, thank you so much for coming in today. That was Constable Susie Mills from New Zealand Police. Was anything else you just wanted to touch over before we finish up, or we catch back you next week?
Yep, that's right. I'll be back in again next week. Thanks, Steph.
That's wonderful. Constable Susie Mills from New Zealand Police.
Compass FM.